Welcome to The Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
In 2025, the spaceship set off on a routine mission to the moon. Commander Elise Harper led her crew pilot Raj Patel, engineer Mia Chen, and scientist Dr. Jonah Griffin. Excitement buzzed through the ship as they prepared for what seemed like a straightforward journey. But as they orbited the moon, an eerie silence took over. Out of the void, an alien spacecraft emerged, cloaked in mystery. In a flash, beams of light engulfed the, rendering it helpless. The crew vanished from radar screens back on Earth. A search and rescue team was quickly formed. Captain Leo Reynolds, a seasoned astronaut, took charge. With the best technology at their disposal, they set off into space, determined to find the missing crew. Weeks passed as the team scoured the moon's surface and beyond. Instruments detected no signs of life, and the airwaves were filled with an unsettling quiet. Fear and desperation grew among the rescue team. Meanwhile, aboard the alien ship, the crew faced their captors, mysterious beings with ethereal forms and glowing eyes. The aliens communicated through thoughts, sending waves of emotions. Fear, curiosity, and wonder washed over the crew. Commander Harper, recognizing the need to connect, reached out mentally. The aliens responded with images of their planet and their crisis. They had watched humanity for centuries and now sought help. Back on Earth, Captain Reynolds refused to give up. He contacted international space agencies, pooling resources and knowledge. A breakthrough came when they decrypted deep space signals suggesting the crew might still be alive. Determined, Reynolds plotted a course toward the signal. It led them into uncharted territory, where they found an enormous alien vessel pulsating with energy. Inside, the crew stood, unharmed, communicating with the aliens. Captain Reynolds watched as both parties exchanged ideas. Realizing they could help each other, an alliance began to form. Commander Harper explained their need to return home, while the aliens offered assistance in exchange for knowledge about Earth. Both crews worked together, and the aliens gifted thee with advanced navigation technology. As the lifted from the alien ship, Captain Reynolds celebrated a successful rescue and a new chapter in humanity's exploration. The crew reflected on their extraordinary experience, knowing they would carry the echoes of the unknown forever. Their abduction had turned into an opportunity, forever changing humanity's fate among the stars.
The UFO phenomenon encompasses a wide range of sightings and reports of unidentified flying objects, often associated with extraterrestrial life. Since the mid-20th century, numerous accounts have emerged from around the world, capturing public interest and sparking debate among scientists, researchers, and enthusiasts. Many sightings involve mysterious lights or craft exhibiting unusual flight patterns, leading to investigations by government agencies, such as Project Blue Book in the United States. The military and civilian organizations have conducted extensive research to determine the nature of these sightings, often concluding that most can be attributed to natural phenomena, man-made objects, or misidentifications. However, some cases remain unexplained, fueling speculation about potential alien encounters and the existence of advanced technologies beyond our understanding. In recent years, the topic has gained renewed attention, with declassified military videos showing unidentified aerial phenomena, UAP, and official reports acknowledging these encounters.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, I've got a story that will have you on the edge of your seat. It's called Shadows of the Heart. In the dusty outskirts of a small Texas town, where the sun drapes its amber glow over the parched earth, a man named David sat in his car, heart pounding like a war drum. His phone buzzed incessantly on the dashboard, each vibration sending waves of dread through him. His daughter, Lily, only 12 years old, had been taken, snatched away by a cult leader known only as the Oracle, a man whose sinister influence loomed large over the vulnerable and desperate. David had spent sleepless nights piecing together fragments of information he'd gathered through whispered rumors and frantic conversations. This cult was powerful, enigmatic, and ruthless, a tight-knit group that preyed on loneliness and desperation. But none knew the depth of depravity to which the Oracle would sink. With resolve hardening his heart, David ventured into the wilderness where the cult held their gatherings. The air grew thick with tension as he pulled up to an abandoned church, its windows shattered and walls cloaked in shadows. He could hear muffled voices drifting from inside, a chorus that chilled him to the bone. He recalled the last time he saw Lily, her innocent laughter ringing in his ears as she chased fireflies in their backyard. That memory steeled him. He couldn't let her down. Quietly, David slipped from his car, clutching a flashlight and a small pocket knife. Approaching the entrance, he caught sight of a few figures gathered outside, their faces obscured by hoods. They moved with a purpose, chanting in a language that felt ancient and foreign. David's stomach turned, but he pressed forward, knowing he might be running out of time. Inside, the atmosphere was suffocating. Candles flickered ominously around a makeshift altar where the Oracle stood, a tall figure draped in dark robes, his voice resonating with a twisted charisma. On the altar lay a small, ornate box. David's heart raced as he scanned the room for any sign of Lily. Suddenly, a flash of movement caught his eye. In a dimly lit corner, he spotted her, tied to a chair, tears streaming down her face, eyes wide with fear. A rush of fury ignited within him. Every ounce of fatherly instinct surged to the forefront. With a deep breath, he steeled himself and charged into the fray, his voice roaring above the chant, "Let her go!" The cultist turned, surprise and derision painted on their faces. The Oracle merely smiled, a predatory gleam in his eyes. "Ah, the desperate father has come to play," he mocked. "But you're too late. This is beyond you now." Ignoring the taunts, David rushed toward Lily, drawing the knife. The distraction spurred the cultists into action and chaos erupted. Amidst the commotion, David managed to cut through Lily's restraints, pulling her into a protective embrace. "I've got you, sweetheart," he whispered. But the Oracle wasn't going to let them leave so easily. He raised his hands, summoning the cultists to block their escape. "You think you can take her back? You have no idea what you're stopping." "Watch me," David growled, lifting Lily and pushing through the throng. Adrenaline coursed through him as he fought against those who sought to reclaim their prize. Finally breaking free, they burst through the doors and into the night. David didn't stop running until they reached his car.
"Dad, I was so scared," Lily cried, wrapping her small arms around him tightly.
"I know, baby, I'm so sorry, but we're safe now."
With the engine roaring to life, David sped away from the church, vowing not to look back. Though the path ahead was unknown, one thing was certain. David would do anything to protect his daughter, even if it meant confronting the darkness. They had survived this nightmare, but the shadows of the heart would linger, reminding him of the lengths a father would go to save his child. As they drove into the dawn, he knew that while the battle with the Oracle had been won, the war against such darkness would continue, and he would be ready to fight. For Lily, always for Lily. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more gripping stories. Until next time, stay safe and cherish those you love.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.